This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Wednesday. It's hump day. You are already over halfway through the week. Put a smile on your face. Christmas is around the corner, like a month from now. It's officially Christmas season. That's good. What else is good? We have a great show tonight. A great show. We're going to talk about the big thing they're not allowed to discuss. That'll be a continual theme on tonight's show. We're going to honor the fallen here real quickly as we open up the war on Christianity here in America. Uh-oh, that virus in China is coming, and don't worry, the elites have plans. All that, fried chicken at a wedding, suicides, and so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before we do anything, I want to do this really quickly. As you know, we try to honor the fallen whenever they fall in training on this show a lot. That is something that's always been on my heart. All the people who die during training, they get really ignored. It's a brief headline, and we say, oh, man, that's sad, and we move on. We do not do that here. Dying in training, in military service, and this applies to cops, firemen. Dangerous jobs require dangerous training, and when you die in training, that is every bit as heroic as dying in the meat of it. Osprey went down off the coast of Japan, at least one dead. Recovery efforts are still underway. You should know, 8-man crew on an Osprey, it's time to pray, for sure. For sure. If it only ends up with one death, I don't want to say that's good. Obviously, that's horrible, but that's the best outcome we can hope for at this point in time. And so we're not giving out names, but we just thought it would be appropriate to honor their sacrifice. No question about it. All right, let's move on. Now, there's something I find fascinating about communists and their religion. I find it to be so incredibly fascinating. It's part of the reason, look, as we explain this, it's part of the reason you can tell it's a religion. It's not a political ideology. Remember, your liberal Aunt Peggy, she's not a Democrat. She's a religious zealot. She's a communist. She has a religion, not politics, a religion. And part of it is, I find it to be endlessly fascinating how they are never, ever, 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 under any circumstances, allowed to discuss or address what the actual problem is. In fact, they are banned from it. Think of it like this. Think of it. Now, this is going to sound ridiculous, but it is as ridiculous as this. Think of it like this. Think of it as you have a tumor on your brain. And it's not a small tumor. It's so gigantic to the point it's sticking out of your skull. People will walk by. Jeez. Oh my gosh. What is that boil on the side of your head? That's how bad and huge and invasive this brain tumor is. It should be painfully obvious, not just to you, to everyone. That's the source of a lot of your problems. What problems? Well, my gosh, you have all kinds of issues. Now you're starting to have seizures. You have headaches all the time. Every now and then your vision will get blurry. It'll just go out. Issue after issue, health issue after health issue after health issue that can very obviously be traced back to the fact you have a gigantic brain tumor. And if you want the blurry vision to stop, if you want the seizures to stop, if you want the headaches to stop, well, there's only one thing you need to address to stop it. You need to take the gigantic brain tumor that's in your brain and get it out of your brain. But picture this. That's the one thing you tell everybody they're not allowed to discuss with you. Friends, family, neighbors, even your doctor. You wake up in the morning, you tell your wife, man, honey, I got a headache here. Well, honey, maybe it's the brain tumor. I said it's not the brain tumor. Can you just give me some ibuprofen? You go in, you see the doctor. Doc, man, my eyes are getting blurry. I'm having these seizures. And the doctor says, look, I don't know what you want me to say. We've got the MRI. We've got the x-rays. I've got my own vision. All this stuff is coming from the brain tumor. I said, don't discuss the brain tumor. I said, look, I'll find another doctor. Find it. Can I have some drugs or something? Maybe an exercise program, not the brain tumor. Friends, family, everybody. They try to discuss it with you, but it's the one thing you're banned from talking about. So not only do the problems persist, the problems get worse and worse and worse and worse until eventually you die because you just won't address the brain tumor. Communists have a brain tumor. In fact, our country, sadly, this isn't just for them, it's for all of us. Our country has a brain tumor, and the tumor is communism. And it is fascinating to watch the various little ways they can't address it. They'll either lie outright about it, or they'll try to act really confused and hem and haw about it. I have three different things for you right here, all of them along these lines. Headline, Alexander Soros. Yes, that's the son of George Soros. Alexander is his idiot son who's taken over the family business. Alexander Soros ridiculed for claiming progressive cities are actually safer. You see, the Soros family, they're the reason Alvin Bragg is the DA of New York City. The latest murder that happened from the multi-time felon who was let loose out of jail. You can tie that rape, that murder, directly back to Alexander Soros and his father George and their money and their desire to have prosecutors elected who will have criminals not punished, but making sure heroes like Daniel Penny, who stopped one of the madmen, making sure he gets brought up on manslaughter charges, but the rapists, the murderers, they never have any accountability at all. All those rapes, all those murders, all those auto thefts, all those everything, they're directly tied back to Alexander Soros and electing the communist prosecutors. Alexander Soros came out and said, what? Crime? Oh, it's actually great in the city. Don't talk about my brain tumor. Here's another headline. This one's from Breitbart. Disney is on track to lose nearly $750 million across 13 films in a historic year of box office flops. No one wants to go see Disney movies anymore. Families won't. You start to bring up the why, and we'll talk about the specifics of these things, but you start to bring up the why. No, it's not because of all the woke politics. It's not because of our extra tranny cartoon care. No, people are selfish, or the economy's down. No, don't discuss my brain tumor. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson. Chicago has turned into a war zone. Hey, Mr. Mayor, whose fault is it?
You know, what we've seen is a very raggedy form instituted by right-wing extremism. Everyone knows that the right-wing extremism in this country has targeted democratically ran cities. And quite frankly, they've been very intentional about going after democratically ran cities that are led by people of color. And their whole motivation is to create disruption and chaos, because that's what this that particular party has been about. Right? This is the same political party that did not want to accept that President Obama was actually an American. It's the same.
What? Is it me? No, it's the right wing. It's the right wingers who have really never held power in Chicago. It's the right wingers and the racist too, guys. It's the right wing and they're racist and the city's only burning because I'm black. Don't talk about my brain tumor.
Fascinating to watch, isn't it? Let's dig into all these things and the why and the religious aspect of it. Next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I should note that I am glad last night's show on the COVID lockdowns, the vaccines, the ways you suffered from those things, I am glad it meant something to you. I've got a headline right here. FDNY veteran says heart damage from required COVID vax forced an early retirement. Cost this man his career. The stories are amazing. I'm glad it meant something to you. We're not going to do it again tonight. I'm moving on. We're moving on to other things as I promised, but I'm glad it meant something to you. And if you want to email the show, whatever you want, love, hate, death threats, Ask Dr. Jesse Fridays coming very soon. You can email the show jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now back to what we were talking about. Your liberal Aunt Peggy doesn't have a political ideology. She has a religion. And the thing about religions, especially false religions, is you cannot under any circumstances ever, ever point towards God and say it's his fault. You can't do it. It's the one thing that's not allowed at all. It's never allowed. And this is why you see communist cause after communist cause after communist cause. They can't possibly fix themselves. They can't right themselves, because the one thing they could do to right themselves is the thing they're not allowed to do. I was talking about Disney, and I don't spend a bunch of time on this, but Disney lost $750 million across 13 movies in 1 year. That's staggering. Staggering. And it's not hard to figure out why. It's really not difficult at all, provided you're not a religious extremist, provided you're not a card-carrying communist. What is Disney? It is a family company. It is a company marketed towards families. It's theme parks and it's movies. They are movies designed to make me, or not that they were, this is what they were supposed to be. It is designed to make me, as a parent, want to take my children to the park because my children will experience fun and, quote, magic and wonder. And the movies themselves, you know what Disney movies are supposed to be? Disney movies are supposed to be the safe place I can take my children and sit down and have my family educated with right, wrong, and have it be a safe, clean form of entertainment. You see, movies that are adult themed, that's probably the wrong way to put it. Movies that are for adults, movies with violence and you know, maybe some nudie scenes and things like that, those are not new. Those have been around since I was a child. I remember sneaking through Blockbuster when my parents were looking for a family movie on Friday night, and I'd sneak around as a young boy and try to snicker with my friends. Ha ha ha, look at this cover, look at this chick here. The movies like that are not new, but what Disney had always provided was my parents, maybe you, your parents, now me as a parent. It has provided me something to where I can just go to the Disney section, or I can just go to the new Disney movie, and I don't have to stress it. Now, it might be a good movie. It might be an average movie. It might be a bad movie, but I can take my wife and my two sons on a Friday night. I could book it right now, buy a few movie tickets, and on Friday night, we will go out to the new movie. And even if it's a bad movie, it will be about right and wrong, good versus evil. Don't steal. Don't lie. That was the whole market for Disney. That's their whole selling point. Family friendly. Now, it's not. No, I don't want my child to go to the newest movie where he has to learn about... Look, I remember it. I think the last time we went to one, I don't remember which movie it was. And this is a few years ago. Last time we went to one, I think it was 5 minutes into the movie, and there's a couple lesbians kissing in the park. In a cartoon. In a cartoon. This is just a few years ago, in a cartoon. And immediately my boys are old enough now. They look at me, oh, Dad, look, see. But what if they were younger? What if those children were 5, 6 years old? Now the movie, because it's pushing that, now I have to explain to my children, this is why you're seeing. Now your movie's something I have to be apprehensive about going to. No different than booking tickets to take my kids to the newest John Wick movie. You know those John Wick movies where everyone gets shot in the face? If I was to book a movie like that for my sons, I would have to sit down. Well, I'd have to discuss it with my wife. Hey, do you think they're ready? Is this yes? Is this no? I don't feel, hey, we should look this up. Let's see what they're saying. It creates an extra obligation for me because now I have to parent on top of taking them to the movie. Now that's what you've become, Disney. And I know your sick demonic religion demands that you not address that brain tumor, the one that's sticking out of your head. No, we just did another movie about a heroic black woman and all the white men are evil. Those are the bad guys. Oh, wait, no one came out to see it again?
As long as Disney continues down the path of America's evil, the West is evil, whitey's evil, having a normal relationship is evil, Christianity's evil, and they continue pushing cultural Marxism, the numbers will go down and down and down without end. And they can't bring themselves to address that. Hang on, we'll continue in a second.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Now, let's talk a little bit more about this. Why can't they address it? Why can't they address that brain tumor? Brandon Johnson, Chicago, your city's a war zone. Who's faulted it? It's the right wing.
You know, what we've seen is a very raggedy form instituted by right-wing extremism. Everyone knows that the right-wing extremism in this country has targeted democratically ran cities. And quite frankly, we've been very intentional about going after democratically ran cities that are led by people of color. And their whole motivation is to create disruption and chaos, because that's what that particular party has been about. Right, this is the same political party that did not want to accept that President Obama was actually an American. Mm-hmm. It's the same Republican right-wing extremism that stormed the Capitol. It's the same right-wing extremism that refuses to accept the results of the Civil War. It's raggedy. It's disrespectful. It's mean.
All right. So he's ridiculous and he's an idiot. We get that. But why can't he address it? I mean, you understand at night, when Brandon Johnson sits down wherever he resides there in Chicago, you understand that he knows deep, deep, deep down. He understands because he's destroying it on purpose. He knows exactly why everything's being destroyed. He personally is a destroyer. He hates everything and he's destroying it. He knows. But why can't they ever address it? Because If the religion itself comes under attack, then everything they love comes apart in their mind. These people, the American communists, they have built their entire lives based on the truth of a religion that is false, of a God that is not real, the God of destruction, the God of communism. They have based everything on that. Because of that, even the tiniest amount of criticism of it can never be permitted because it's essentially like a boat with a bunch of patches and the boat had a bunch of holes and it's got a bunch of patches. And if they start addressing the patches, maybe taking a patch off, the boat goes down and everyone dies. I had an email from a guy once and it was so revealing what the guy said. He was talking, he had a liberal Aunt Peggy in his life. I believe it was his sister, if I remember right, but don't quote me on that. And he was talking about they were having a family gathering and he decided he'd had enough of being the passive one there. And so he sat her down because she started in on politics and he started giving it to her both barrels and bringing it backing it all up with facts. This didn't work because of this. This didn't work because of this. The things that she couldn't refute. And at the end, he said, explain to me how everything you want is horrific. It's failed everywhere and it's failing now and you still want it. And you know what her answer to him was? I'll never forget it. You know what her answer to him was? Quote, because we know we're right. Sounds insane, doesn't it? These people are crazy. Oh my gosh, I can't. But for her, for liberal Aunt Peggy, for Brandon Johnson, for Disney, for the Soros, for any of them, if someone actually starts to peel back the curtain on the Wizard of Oz and figures out there's no wizard back there, then the entire game is up. And not just for them. Their whole life has been based on this lie. And under no circumstances can the lie be addressed at all. In fact, you can address anything. You can address it in every way, in the dumbest, most insane ways possible. But you cannot, under any circumstances, address that, the brain tumor. I've told you this before, but I'll tell you again, I've got a guy, listener to the show. I'm sure he's listening now. He's currently in one of the military branches. I'm not going to give his name. I'm not going to tell you the branch. He is an officer of some standing. And so this is a man with some authority in the branch. And this military branch, like all of them, they're in a recruiting crisis hellscape right now. And so because there's this huge recruiting crisis, they keep having this big meeting of the minds with all the military higher ups. How do we do? What's going on? What do we do? How do we address it? How do we get more people in? How do we get more people in? And it's honestly, it's comical. I could read some of them to you, but I'm worried about his identity. It's comical to read the various things he sends me from their meetings and PowerPoints. It's essentially everything I'm talking about. When the military brass, when they sit down together and they try to discuss why patriotic young Americans won't join the military anymore, every single thing you can possibly imagine is on the table for discussion, except all the commie politics. In fact, as this guy talks about, if someone even, because this has happened on occasion, if someone even brings it up, well, hey, sir, the drag shows on the bases didn't help and all the anti-white stuff doesn't help and all the anti-man stuff, you know, I am woman, hear me roar stuff that doesn't inspire young men to join the, if someone even mentions that, he is oftentimes openly scolded in the meeting. If not, he's pulled aside afterwards and told never to talk about it again. Ever. Oh yeah, Chris, go ahead, play. This was the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Mark Milley.
And I personally find it offensive that we are accusing the United States military, our general officers, our commissioned, non-commissioned officers of being, quote, woke or something else.
It's offensive. Don't talk about my brain tumor. That's not the reason I'm having my headaches. It's not the brain tumor. They're not allowed to address the one thing they have to address. It's not permitted, because if you begin to start picking at those threads, then everything comes down. And this happens when you're a dirty scumbag communist and you've based your entire life on lies and bitterness. When your entire life is based on lies and bitterness, this sucks and America sucks and men suck and whitey sucks and kids suck and religion sucks and this, everything's evil and everything sucks and everything sucks. When your entire life is based on that, well, You will find yourself at some point, whether you're a teenager or a 60-year-old man or woman, you will find yourself standing on top of a house of cards, and you cannot possibly risk stepping out into the breeze, because then the cards come down and it's not just like a personal loss for you, a little thing for you. It's everything you know. If the liberal white women who run Disney, you know what, Chris, pull up that LaToya Ravenel clip we've played before. I'm going to play this again. This woman is a producer, one of these black activists at Disney, one of these commie producers. Now, before I play her, and I know you've heard her before I play this, if this woman, if she was forced to accept that the American people, they don't want to see a bunch of gays and lesbians in Disney movies, if she had to accept that, it wouldn't just hurt her personally. Her entire world comes apart.
I worked at small studios most of my career, and I'd heard, you know, hear whispers. Like, I'd heard things like, oh, you know, they won't let you show this at a Disney show. And I'm like, okay. So I was a little, like, sus when I started. But then my experience was bafflingly the opposite of what I had heard. The showrunners were super welcoming. Meredith Roberts and, like, our leadership over there has been so welcoming to, like, my, like, not at all secret gay agenda. And so, like, I felt like maybe it was that way in the past, but I guess, like, something must have happened in the last, like they are turning it around. They're going hard. And then
that's enough, Chris. You get the idea. That is not a movie producer. That is a religious zealot. When she sits down to make her next TV show, she's not trying to make wonderful entertainment, funny things, great stories. That is a human being with a religious purpose. Because she has a religious purpose, you can never address her false religion. In fact, it's the one thing you absolutely cannot address under any circumstances. And that's why communism goes down and down and down without end until good people stop it. All right? I have a little more on this in just a moment. But again, this is why the streets are flooded with these criminals. This is why they can blame the right wing all they want, but the violent criminals are here to stay because the communist is not allowed to address the problem. Oh, they'll address you being mad about the problem. If you step in like Daniel Penny did, you'll be arrested, but they're never allowed to address the problem. It's part of the reason you need to get a hero gun in your life. Or a hero arrow in your life. Violent people are out there now. And we'll talk about the suicides in a little bit, but we have a mental health crisis in this country that's getting worse and worse and worse. In fact, according to the numbers, it's worse than it's ever been. Carry something on you that will allow you to stop a bad, dangerous man from hurting you or ending your life. And make sure the person you love the most has one. They're non-lethal. You don't need a concealed carry permit. Go to hero2020.com, code Jesse, gets you a special discount. All right? State restrictions may apply.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Reminding you, you can email me your love, hate, death threats. Email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Look, you know the last thing in the world
I would ever do is brag about myself. What, Chris? The last thing in the world I would ever do is brag about myself. But right before we just got back from break, I just polished off a bit of a superfood smoothie. And it had vegetable stuff in it and other stuff in it. It was green. The smoothie itself was green. So I'm what you might call a bit of a health nut now. No matter what Jewish producer Chris says, I'm healthy. I'm super healthy. Knocked out that smoothie. Freaking ready to go. And now that counteracts the pizza we're probably about to order here on the show. Chris said that he didn't think I ate vegetables, and that's not true. That's not true. No, onions do count. One, onions count, Chris. Two, I don't eat vegetables per se because vegetables are disgusting. I, however, am aware that I need the nutrition in my body. I am aware of that. So I've got this program now. I shouldn't say a program, makes it sound like it's a job, but The wife understands that she's never going to put a plate of broccoli in front of me and have me eat it. It's not going to happen. I had that my whole childhood of my parents trying to make sure I was healthy. They failed. I'm not going to do it. But I've told her, blend it up in something. Just get the, so she'll make these smoothies for me. She puts all this, what did you, kale. It was kale. Kale and spinach and all kinds of stuff in there. And then she puts some chocolate powder in there. I tell you about chocolate powder all the time from Chalk. Chocolate powder has, it's packed for all vitamins and minerals and stuff. And so we always have bags of that laying around the house. And she'll pour all that in a big superfood smoothie. And she puts blueberries in there. And so the blueberries, they do a lot to cut through the disgusting, despicable vegetable stuff. Plus, when you combine the blueberries with the chocolate powder, it's more than edible. All right. It's more than edible. Personally, I would just have the chocolate powder in the milk, but she insists that you gotta have the green stuff and whatever. But this is part of the reason I pitch for Chalk all the time, baby. You want the vitamins and minerals without all the disgustingness? Go get some chocolate powder. Oh. And try their new Chad mode. Of course, they would name it Chad mode. Their new pre-workout. They just spent 2 years designing this stuff. When I tell you this stuff is the highest quality there is, it is. All natural caffeines and stuff. Whew, taking off like a rocket ship. All that stuff's on sale, I should note. Chalk.com promo code Jesse. CHOQ.com promo code Jesse. Just remember, you're dealing with religious zealots. And you're never allowed to address the one thing that has to be addressed. That the religion is false. That the God is not real. Dear fearless oracle, I grew up under the evils of communism, and I find your insight into communism the best I have seen outside of people who have direct experience. Where did you get this insight? Okay. Says I can use his name. His name is Barna. Keep up the good fight. Has some other nice things on there. He did say, on a side note, my dime is a redhead. I trapped myself in her clutches going on 30 years. While your warnings are well-founded, I can't help myself. Her powers are irresistible. There's no hope for me until I tap out. That's how the redheads get you, right? That's how they get you. They suck you in with the red hair and the green eyes. And then soon you don't have kidneys anymore. That's how it works. Anyway. Where did I get my insight on communism? Well, what is communism, after all? What is it? Communism, in the end, it's embracing all the worst parts of human nature. You have bad parts of your nature. It's part of our fallen nature. I have bad parts of my nature. Chris has so many, more than we can count. But we all have bad parts of our nature, do not. You have things about yourself that are not ideal. You have inclinations towards things you shouldn't. That's part of us. What communism really truly is, it's embracing and nurturing those things instead of outright rejecting those things. It is a bad thing to be bitter. That is a bad thing. Now, it's not bad to be sad every now and then or depressed. Like life gets hard every now and then. That's not a bad thing. That's not bad. Something bad happens. Lose your job. Lose your this. Lose your that. You get sick. It's not bad to feel down every now and then. That's a very natural human emotion. In fact, we're going to address the suicide thing here in a little bit. But that's not a bad thing. But it can become bad if you wrap your arms around that feeling and wade into it. And embrace it, and it becomes all you are. It becomes all-encompassing. Bitterness, misery, hatred. If it becomes all that comes out of you, that is a bad thing. That's evil. That's wrong. That's what communism really is. It tells you that anger you feel, the angst you feel, the bitterness you feel, wade into it. Embrace it. Life does suck. You do suck. There is no hope. You have been oppressed. You have been, a great example of this? Maybe you've gone through this or known someone who has. You ever known someone who's been through a bitter divorce? Maybe you are that person been through a bitter divorce. Now, there's no fun way to go through a bitter divorce. I've seen plenty of it. It's awful, right? It's terrible. But have you ever known somebody, a buddy, a girlfriend, who waded into that bitterness? 10 years after the fact, still bitter. Men suck. Evil. All women are crap. Everything sucks. They didn't go through it and then move on. They let it own them. They let it overcome them. That's really what communism is. And if you understand that, everything else makes sense. Communism's just the fallen nature of man to an extreme. That's why it's anti-humanism, really, in the end. All right? All right. Now, I am going to address something really, really, really quickly, and then we're going to move on because I want to get to this. There's more stuff coming out of this new China virus that's coming, and apparently America's already making preparations. I'm going to get to that next hour, but I also want to address the newest stories of suicide and the suicide numbers in the country. I'll go ahead and spoil it. They're really, really bad. They're, in fact, they're the highest on record. Almost 50,000 in 2022 alone. And men are doing it at a rate four times greater than women. Let's have a talk about this, uncomfortable as it may be, next. Let's dig into it, all right? Then we'll move on to other things. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.